Marine League Quebec Mobile.
And zero star. Let me turn this TV down over here.
Well,
did you get him down there yet?
I'm in.
No joy, Bill. I'll let you get out of that hole. And zero TR. Bill, you're in a black hole.
Good afternoon, Bill. You're still pretty staticky, but I got you that time.
Okay, well, the receiver's full quieting here. I mean, I'm what Donnie asked me, it's full quieting. And you're scratchy, over.
You're both scratchy, KB2HXS.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Same here. So I've been sitting here scratching my head, Bill. You know, I should have known better, but I was working on my power supply and got it fixed last night. Got all done, started to put the cover on here a minute ago. Got the cover on, and the power supply quit. Well, lo and behold, I thought, well, maybe something shorted out. I checked that. I checked the 110, and I just quickly grabbed a... It's a fluke, idiot, like, you know, the pencil type thing. That, it chirped like the dickens, and I know better. And I had my Fluke 87 sitting over there, so I was just checking line voltage, and I checked the switch, I checked the bridges, you name it, I checked it. Nothing wrong. Yeah, I got to thinking, when I put that cover on, I moved that drop cord a little bit, and unplugged part of the way from the wall. That's one.
Hey, what? I missed the last part of what? You did what then?
Oh, on the wall there's a power strip, and it's a real old one, and the cord had wiggled loose just a tiny bit, a few thousandths of an inch, but it was enough that the idiot light was seeing 49 volts AC over there, and I had checked it with a meter and checked dead. And I went over to the wall and plugged in the drop cord again. It was just my test drop cord. It was working fine. Oh, my. I spent about an hour looking for that problem. Anyways, have you heard the three Yankee, zero Yankee? Bill, I haven't hardly heard him. I heard him just a little bit, but it was a zoo.
Well... I've been doing a lot of listening. They've got real problems, if I can tell you that. And they work a few U.S. stations. K9RX works, but he's got a mega tower station. Anybody deserves working, he does. He's got really super antennas. But they've got real problems. I've been following them. Spending a lot of time listening and looking on Facebook, and their setup is nothing like they were going to have. They're going to have lots of stations, kilowatts, really some gain antennas. None of that stuff. They underestimated underestimated the conditions, what they're going to have to put up with there. It's they're only running 100 watts. At the most, two radios, and for most of the operations so far, it's been wires, but I understand they did put up a couple of antennas. I don't know what they were. I think they were verticals or something, but between them and us, they got the whole glacier in the mountain. They're working Europeans fairly good, but towards the States, everybody's really complaining. And, if you heard them, you probably did better than most people. I have barely heard them, and I've been listening, and I haven't given up, but I really doubt if I'm going to be able to get them. It's just the zoo. People are rude, cursing, sending disgusting CW, you know. Got all the police on it. It's really awful. It's off the expedition.
To leave you out, Dave, but this is a real important one to Bill, especially. Well, Bill, I experienced the same problem here. I listened on 10115, and I listened on, of course, CW. And I tried up on, he was on 15 for a while. I just barely perceived him, but not enough that I'd try to work him. And the description of conditions there is just as you said. There's nothing lower than a band cop. And there's just tons of them on there. People tuning up, people transmitting on the DX's frequency. You name it. I won't even go into the mnemonics for the cursing that they send at times. But it's that situation. I heard that they only had one radio and 100 watts. It's almost like Crozet, only, you know, that guy did a fine job. I guess I was lucky to even work him. But you could copy him pretty good. But this guy, no. But you can't compare stations with K9RX. I mean, that's just... He moved, wasn't that, no, that was Pete. I was thinking he might have moved to Florida, but he's still here in the, in 4IQ, in 0TR. Oh, I don't remember his call. He was an extra, extra fine CW operator that always come up to the lake, when I used to go to the, outdoor, meetings that we had up there, I'm trying to say it, the ham fest that we'd hold up at Robinson Lake, you know, for when everybody's on there around the United States, especially. And he was a great CW operator, and I met him in Lowe's, and he said he was moving to Florida, and his name was Pete, real nice gentleman, but he was a fine CW operator. Probably one of the best in the club other than you, and there's some good ones in there, don't misunderstand me. But I always enjoyed talking to him. But yeah, it's a bad situation. If it turns good or something, I'd appreciate a text, and I'll do you the same, Bill.
I'm between Simpsonville and Malden right now, and a lot of that noise has gone away because the signal's gotten much better. I don't know what's going on. Something into the repeater. I don't know. Just don't know. But anyway, yeah, Pete sounded like a pretty good operator. I don't remember him. Lake Robinson. There was a guy named Ed, but he went to back to Tennessee, I think he passed away. I'm leaving for Orlando for 4 days. That's right in the middle of that DX expedition, and he's probably only going to operate a couple days afterwards. Good chance, at the most 5 days. So I think my chances are really, really slim of ever working him. I have such bad noise at my house anymore. I'm having to use my beverages on it just to get rid of all the noise so I can hear what's going on. So I really can't use my best antennas for receiving. It's just, I don't know, it's just terrible. Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Ted, Bill, you got a fine setup there. My beverage is not working right, so I got some RG6 over here, but I haven't been able to get out and run it because of the weather and my health, and I'll just, you know, today would have been a good day, but I've had other things to do, and I was just trying to wrap up my power supply, and then I wanted to, I had a tuner that I, it was funny, I just got on the other night, and everything was great, and I thought, well, I'll change that out and put my good tuner in, because I'd been having some trouble on my favorite frequency there, and down on 705. I changed it out, I turned the everything on, and then, you know, when you bring up the 998, it says, turn on the radio. And I turned on the radio switch, and it went, boom, and you knew right then, power supply. So, I thought, well, why is something wrong? I checked it. No, everything's right. So I went through that ordeal, so I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think it was just the power supply. So, anyways, Pete was at field day, is what I meant to say, Bill, and I had a brain fart, I guess you would call it, and I couldn't think of it, and he would work field day for the club, and wow, that man was good, he really was, he was a high caliber CW operator. Somebody else had to tell you his call sign, I don't remember it. He was soft-spoken, big guy, really great. But I heard they had a real bad storm going on down there, and I think they underestimated it, Bill. I think this is a lot like Peter Island, and there's just not very many people ever been there, and the ones that have probably never want to go back.
Yeah. Okay, the repeater is full quieting, but I can hardly tell what you're saying, so I don't know what's going on up there. So I'm here at... to get my hair cut, so I gotta go inside. It's time for my appointment. So I'll say 73, Tom. I'll give you a call when I get out of here in flight.
Good to hear you, Bill. Fine business, and I'll talk to you later. In 4IQ and 0TR. Dave, you still out there? In 0TR, and I'll be quick.
Hey, Tom. KG4LSL. And yeah, I hear something, some kind of an interference on the, on the repeater as well.
Well, it's really, mine sounds like popcorn, just staticky. Is yours that way?
Yeah, that's exactly what mine sounds like.
Well, I don't feel so bad now. I thought maybe something was wrong on my end. Well, I was getting ready to go out and check on the birds, see how they're doing, how you doing today, and did I get this right, Jimmy?
I'm doing okay. Today was a little bit better of a day. Been down here just spraying some baits and you know, tying up some things and clear coating baits. Business as usual.
I appreciate you sending me the pictures of those, and you do a beautiful job. You really do. Well, unfortunately, my neighbor went down to Hartwell yesterday. I told his son-in-law, I texted him, and I said, hey, he never takes any pictures. Mitch is his name. I said, send me a picture of Tim out on the lake, and I'll send it to his wife. And I didn't tell him I was going to do that, but I always do send them to his wife. And anyways, he sent me a picture of Tim, and Tim's standing there, and he's holding his hand out like you would a fish, and it had a package of Marlboros in it.
No, that's funny. Yeah, that was that would have been me about 2 years ago. But I have since left those nasty things, and I'm very glad that I did. And I appreciate the kind words on the page. It's you know, it's a learning curve, and it's just something fun to do.
Beautiful, beautiful job on them, Jimmy. I really mean that. Jimmy, I looked at the airbrush kit down at, they got one down at the Harbor Freight, and I was in there yesterday, and I saw that, and I've been tempted, but I don't know. It looked pretty extensive. They had a starter kit and then a more advanced kit. It's $109, but knowing me, I'd get it, and like the wife says, I'm an artist, but the only thing I can draw is flies.
Well, you know, I hemmed and hawed about buying one of these for the better part of 20 years. And I didn't go to Harbor Freight. I went to Hobby Town, and I bought their starter kit and spent around $500 just on the starter kit. And then I bought a $200 Iwata brush once I felt like that I was going to actually do something with it. So it was... It was an expense, but you never know if you're going to use something until you get it and use it. And once I started using it, I just wondered why I waited the 20 years.
Wonderful. It's a good investment and beats the heck out of Marlboros. Oh, I guess those things are $6 or $7 a pack. Well, I give Tim heck about it all the time. His wife is very nervous, and I understand she's had some health problems, and she smokes. But my whole family did, and I'm the one who wound up with lung trouble, but probably from being around it. I'll tell you one thing you don't want to have, that's lung surgeries, and I say that in plural. It's one of the most painful things I ever had done, and crippled me up for one time 4 months in the hospital. But and that was because the surgeon messed up, but c'est la vie. That's why they call it practicing surgery. But I think that's a great investment. Tim, you went smoking those vape things, and then he said, I can quit any time I want. Of course, every smoker I ever know in my life says that. And so they went up to North Myrtle Beach, and when he went up to North Myrtle Beach, he started smoking again because he's around his wife that does, and his kids do some. And then he come back, oh, I quit anytime I want. But no, he hasn't, and he's been back smoking them for about a year. I thought he was too tight. Heck, when I was a kid in the grocery store, Jimmy, we sold those things for 25 cents a pack. My mom and dad owned a little mom-and-pop grocery store back in Kansas, a Stillwell grocery. And there was quarters for Camels and Pall Malls and Chesterfields and Lucky Strikes, you name it. I sold them all. Viceroy, ones that probably aren't even out there anymore. I'm dating myself. And it's hard, very hard for them to put them down. My dad couldn't, and he tried, but I think doing what you're doing is a lot more productive and will give you a lot longer life and a happy retirement.
And yeah, I was the same way. My mom and my dad both smoked in the house when I was growing up. And, yeah, so I was around it, and I picked it up at a younger age. And about, gosh, I'm probably going to guess about 12 years ago, 10 years ago maybe, my dad laid them down. And my mom, unfortunately, we lost her to COPD. And after we lost my mom, you know, it kind of really started weighing on my mind. And then I started having a little bit of problems breathing. And I said, I just got to get rid of them. And I was sitting at my radio desk one day, and it was after my surgery, and I said, you know what, I don't need these anymore, I can't. I had 7 cigarettes in that pack, and the day we sold or got ready to move out of our house, I threw them away, and they still had the same cigarettes in that pack. I've been quitting now for about a year and a half. I do puff on a vape every once in a while whenever I'm, you know, feeling nervous or getting that urge, and it just kind of calms it down a little bit, and I'm able to just continue pushing through. And even my doctor said, well, they're a lot better for you than the cigarettes are, so just keep doing what you're doing.
What a high dollar coffee shop that everybody goes, well, Starbucks, go over to Sam's or Costco. Well, Sam's has got it. And they got these Starbucks their little chocolate drink in a bottle. Now, you can get them at Quick Trips and places, but they're really good, Jimmy. They're a little high in calories, but who cares? And I think it was Patrick told me, you can eat healthy or you can die happy. I choose to die happy, and my wife is a wonderful chef. But anyways, those things, they'll give you a little kick. Now, they got some caffeine in them, and you don't have to drink a whole one at a time. So I buy a case of those, and I don't drink it every day. But every once in a while, if I'm feeling down, I'll go over there and take a swig out around and then go back outside working, and I'll drink about a half of one of them. They must be half pints like we had in grade school, you know. And they are delicious. That might be even better for you than the vape. The vape, the heating element has different things in it that are toxic, like chromium and this and that, is what I've read. So they're not exactly good for you either, in high doses of nicotine, too. And that's the catch right there, is that nicotine. That's how it gets people into smoking. My dad retired at 62, and he died within about a year of a massive heart attack. My buddy, Tobe, up in Kansas, every time we'd get a new cigarette into the store, they'd have menthols with a filter on them or something. I'd swipe a package of those cigarettes, unbeknown to Mom and Dad, of course, and we'd go down to our play area called the Jungle by the creek over by the shops, the railroad shops, and I'd smoke one, and I'd usually take 2 or 3 puffs off of it. I'd give the rest to Tobe. And the last time I called him up there, he said he had COPD. So what you sow, so shall you reap, as they say, Jimmy.
And those drinks, if they're the ones in the glass bottles, they are the Starbucks Frappuccinos. And I absolutely love the mochas. And those can be very addicting as well. To me, I guess I've got an addictive personality.
That's why the drug companies feed it to us. But I've never got into anything like that or had a desire for it. But I like that Frappuccino. That caffeine is my choice of drugs. I drink a couple of cups of coffee of a morning, and then once in a while I'll drink a cup in the afternoon. And Bernice's usually got a snack. But I have a cup of coffee and 2 of them little Aldi's cookies are about 1.5 inches in diameter and 3/8 inch thick of a morning. We'll buy about 6 packages whenever they have them and put them in the cabinet. That's my morning snack to get me going. But my sugar runs really, really low. My brother had hypoglycemia, and I think I kind of lean towards that. Bernice is jealous because I can eat about anything and my sugar will still be below 100. I don't know how, but that's about the only good I got about me. And if you don't believe that, ask the neighbors.
Roger. Yeah, I've got to be careful with the sugar intake at times. My dad's diabetic. My uncle on my mom's side was diabetic. And so I have to be kind of careful as to what I'm doing. But believe it or not, my uncle's doctor told him that a lot of the reason why he developed the diabetes was because he smoked. And, I mean, he smoked like a freight train. So, you know, cutting the cigarettes out, I think, is going to be really healthy for me anyway. You know, and just kind of being mindful. I've fallen into the drinking too many Mountain Dews sitting around here playing radio, so I'm starting to get into where I'll drink, you know, 2 or 3 bottles of water every time I have a can of Mountain Dew or something. That just kind of help keep things on a little bit of an even keel. But yeah, we've got to take care of ourselves, but we also got to enjoy our lives, right? KG4LSL lives in 0TR.
TR, yeah, fine business. You're right on all of that. And you're right about the Starbucks cappuccino Bernice says over there. She's sitting over here listening to us yak, Jimmy. I'm supposed to be doing something, and she's got some stuff for the chickens here, but I always enjoy visiting with you. I haven't heard N4DJC from down there lately, Jerry, but I hope he's doing well. He had a few problems. But, Jerry, yeah, I figured, just like you did, that if it was from Harbor Freight and it was $109, that it'd be $400 or $500 for a good set of them paints, and I'm not that much into it yet. I don't have time for that Harbor. Yeah, man, I just got a few signs I wanted to paint and restore, but heck, I can go get another sign down at Cabela's. I have fun with my signs. But, Jimmy, I better let you go. I need to get out there and take care of them, and then I have a guest coming over in a little bit for supper, and looking forward to that. And I got to clear off my workbench here because it is rather cluttered at the moment because I ran around in circles and found out I had a 110-volt plug that had slipped out of the socket partway, enough to really confuse me. I'm easily confused at my age. Anyways, take care, Jimmy. Nice to talk to you, and I'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR. Be clear with your final.
Good, Tom, and yeah, we'll have to talk about chickens one day. My wife is wanting to get into raising some, mainly for eggs around here. And we'll talk about that at some other time. It's very good to talk to you. And hello, Miss Bernice. Hope you're doing well as well. 73s for now. We'll talk to you soon. N0TR from KG4LSL.
Jimmy? Oh, look at that. Bernice Judd's grandpa, tell me about the good old days. That ought to be a good song. I got that streaming playing up there on the TV. Jimmy, on the chickens, Google the Chicken Man up at Flat Rock. And on his webpage, he has every question in the world and every breed that you'd ever dream of chickens. And they're 8 weeks old and fully feathered when you get them, so you don't have to worry about the weather or anything. And they're guaranteed all hens. Now, you'll pay a little bit more for them, but you got to figure he's fed them for 8 weeks. And, you know, you lose some when you buy little ones sometimes. And they're not roosters. If you happen to get a rooster, he'll give you another hen. And I know that to be a fact. He's an honest man and a good man, and his name's Amen, A-M-E-N. And you can call him Amen or Amen, either one. But you look on there, we found a black Australops. And they're about $15 a king chicken that we have found. And they'll lay 308 eggs a year in it, Bernice. And we have some, what do you call the Sussex? Speckled Sussex. They're pretty good chickens, but they've been molting quite a little while. And they're just starting to lay again. But I guarantee you, you love them black Australops. They're a big black chicken and kind of iridescent in the sunlight. So there's your tip of the day from the old man here, Jimmy. And just Google the Chicken Man, and he's in Flat Rock up there. Or
my wife, Miss Jennifer, was sitting here and wrote, so I guess I've got a project of building a chicken coop now. So that'll be fun to do. 73, sir, thank you for the information. We'll talk probably tomorrow. N0TR, KG4LSL.
Not to worry about the price of eggs, because our esteemed president said it wasn't because of inflation that those eggs went up. It was because of the bird flu, and we lost so many. Well, we lost 5% of the flock. You figure that out. Does that make the price of something go up 500%? I love to blame him. Got to blame somebody. But at any rate, this inflation's a killer lately. But it was $5.29 for eggs down there at Publix the other day. And I saw a guy on a joke on the internet, and he was kneeling down proposing to his wife with a dozen eggs. It's just about that bad. Have a good day, Jimmy. And say hi to your wife. 73s. It's been a pleasure. This is NZLTR to clip.
Roger, roger. And, yeah, I was wondering why I was smelling cow manure last night about the time he was on TV. 73s, KH4LFO.
We were watching Grit TV in an old Western, and I believe I got the better part of it in NZLTR.